Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Kuf, Yud, Tes. Picking up at the top of the page, four lines down, Zakta Heliga, Gemara. Next part of the Mishnah, Bo Lenovigev, on the Kim Tanovigivan, and again, the Bamos were Mutter again. We know this from the Tanur Rabbanan, Kilo Basamad Ata, La Menucha Velanacha. They didn't come, you will not have come to the resting place or to the inheritance. Elamanucha, the drush is Zushila, Sangamat Shilo, that is Mishkan Shilo, Nacha, Zu Yerushalayim. Lamechokim, why was the Torah separated down? Why match them separately? Can they retain heter bein lezeh in order to give a heter for the bamas between one and the other, right? To teach it after that of the Shilo period, right, comes to a close, and before that period of the Elamon starts, you're allowed to go ahead and bring on the bamas. Let the Mishnah also tell us that the Maaser Sheni had to be brought and give to be noven given to be eaten. Why isn't it said? Amar le Maaser Sham Sham me Aron kol yofi. To learn out a gezeira shava Sham Sham from the Aron. From the Aron. By Maaser Sheni, it says the idea, and there you'll bring your olos, your karbonos, your maisos, and there you'll eat. And you shall eat there before Hashem your God, and that is with the Aron. And the Aron, it says, and there you shall place the Aron. Cave in the Aron Lohavi, since the Aron was not there, but no, we give him Mice and Nine Lohavi, Mice and Shani also was not necessary to be eaten over there. Mishlagish says, Yahi Pesach v'kachim Nami, then by Pesach Kachim also the Sham Sham Aron, Yahfi learn Sham Sham from Aron. The cave in the Aron Lohavi, since the Aron wasn't there, then you Nami Lohavi, it should also shouldn't have to be brought over there, but we know who it is. Amar le, da Amar la Chamani, who's the one who said that? Who's the Mishnah that says that Maaser Sheni can be eaten anywhere? Rabbi Shimon, da Amar, af tibor lo kivul la Pesach v'chovas akavu alahen zman. Rabbi Shimon, who says that even the tibor didn't bring the chiyuvim at the public bummer, except for the Pesach and those at a zman. Aval chovas she'ein kavu alahen zman, things that have a zman. Hachav hachal lo karf. They weren't brought here or there, either on a private bama or on a tzibor. Ma'aser behema, so ma'aser behema cholos she'ein kavua lehem zmanhu. It's an example of a chiyuv that does not have a zman and was not given or not given. The iskish ma'aser dagan le'ma'aser behema and ma'aser of dagan, ma'aser sheni compared to that of ma'aser behema. Just like ma'aser behema is not brought and not given, so too ma'aser sheni doesn't have to be eaten over there. In fact, Gemara Mechlad to Rabbi Yehuda Karav, that implies Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even the chiyuvim of an individual could be brought on above a tzibor. Maaser Sheni was necessary to be brought in Nova given to be eaten. Says Gemara in and Echinami. Yes, the Ha'amar of Adda Bar Masna, Maaser Sheni or Maaser Behema, Ne'acholim ben Nova given to Rabbi Yehuda. They were eaten Nova given according to Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, Gemara V'haba Yibira, but mice eating Maaser Sheni needs to be the Bira. Right? It's got to be. You gotta have the base of Migdash, which would exclude that of Novan Givon. The low tani effective Gemara, Vlav tani Rav Yosef didn't teach Shalosh Biros. Hey, there are three Biros, three divine abodes: Shiloh, Novan Givon, and Beis Olamim. So that is considered like it that has Bira. Shiloh and Novan Givon Beis Olamim. Who? Red Shalosh. We have those three. Who tani Allah? So he taught this b'risa of hu amela, and then he explained it la achilas ma'aser sheni. The b'risa is talking about eating a ma'aser sheni. That these three places are considered bira, in reference to that the ma'aser sheni has to be in front of them. V'alibe Rabbi Yehuda goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So like the next part of the Mishnah, Bar Yerushalayim, and they came to Yerushalayim. Bamos are again where we became aser, and we're never yet to be able to use. Tanu Rabbanan. Kilo basam ad ata la menucha vela nachala. Menucha zu shilo, vena nachala zu yushalayim. Viomer haisa li nachalasi kariye bayar. My inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. Viomer haayit savua nachalasi li haayit savivala. Is my inheritance to me like a colored bird that birds gather round about her? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachal zu Shiloh, right? So it switches around. We said before that it was Menucha is Shiloh and Nachla is Yerushalayim. Now we're saying Menucha is Yerushalayim and Nachla is Shiloh. V'yomer zos v'nuchasi, ade ad po'ishev ki Yivisiya. This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. V'omer, and it says, Ki bacha Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshav lo. For Hashem has chosen Tzion, He has desired it for where He's going to chill, where He's going to stay. So it directly goes there before the one we said before. It shows that the menucha is referring to Tzion, is Yerushalayim. Frankly, my bishlam l'mandamer menucha zushila makes sense. Hainu duchsevel menucha v'lanachala. Yeah. It's going in order. L'mandamer menucha zushalayim nachala zushilo elanachal v'lamenucha mibalei. You should have flipped it around and said nachala menucha. So it's more nachal. It means to say lo mibalei menucha de lo metisu. You don't have to teach me. It's even not even necessary to say that during Gilgal. You will not yet arrived at the resting place Yerushalayim. Ela afilu nachala nami lo matisu. You have not even arrived at in the inheritance, meaning Shiloh. Right, so it's like a lozu avzushtiko. Tanavir Rabbi Yishmael zu vazu Shiloh. Whoa, they switch it up a lot, and they say, right, first we talk about ela menucha. We had a. Alamunucha lanacha means Shiloh and then Yerushalayim. Then we said it's Yerushalayim and then Shiloh. And now we're saying no. Zuvazu Shiloh, both of them are talking about Shiloh. Rabbi Shimon ben Chaya Omer, Zuvazu Yerushalayim, both of them are actually talking about Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Va'ad Shib Ne'abayas, Lo Nasir Obamos, Hakti Gemara. Bishlam lamanda amar menucha zu. Beep, turn the page. Kiftesma beit Shiloh nachazu shalayim. Inami yifcha over the flip. Hainu desivel menucha velanacha. That's why it says it, L and L. El lamanda amar zuvzu shiloh zuvzu shalayim. Menucha nachal mi baile. It's just a menucha nachal. Why he's doing LL like a split? Kasha, that's a good question. Fact the Gemara. Bishlam lamanda amar zuvzu shiloh. Okay, makes the going on seven of them shiloh menucha nachu min kibosh. Yeah, because Shiloh is called resting place because the Yidden rested there from conquering the land. Nachla, the Palgulam, Hasam Nachlos, and it's called the Nachla inheritance because there they apportioned the inheritances to each Shevet. Vayapel Lahem Goral Bishila Alpia Hashem. Elamanda Amar Zuvazu Yushalayim Bishlam Nachal Nachas Olam. Okay, when you stay in Yushalayim, can be called an inheritance because it's an everlasting inheritance. Elamanucha. My Menucha. What Menucha is there? What type of resting place was that? Menuchas Aaron. Is Menuchas Aaron. Dechseva. He can know Aaron. It says when the Aaron rested. In fact, the Gemara. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Zuvazu Yushalayim. Okay, makes sense of Shiloh. Hava Sharia Be'al Bamos. But that during the Shiloh period, Bamos were allowed. Haran Dechseva. Yigach Menoch. Is Gedia Izem. Is Amincha V'yala. Letzor Hashem. And Menoch took the kid of the goats and the Mincha offering and offered them up on the rock for Hashem. We understand that Menoch was allowed to go bring up to bring Karbanos outside of Shiloh. Lamanda Amar Zuvazu Shiloh. So both for Shiloh, Ubamos have a Surin, and the Bamos were also at the time. My Vayikach Menoch, what does Menoch took? How could the Menoch was a tzaddik a big carbonus outside of Shiloh? Hara Shah, he said, no, that was a very specific hara that was had to be done at that particular time. The Malach Kaim said to go and do such a thing. Frankly, it says the Gemara, Tanit Rabbi Shmalik, Rabbi Shimon Bei Yuchmen Yuchai. The Amr Zubi Yerushalayim. He said, Shabbat Chai says, both of them Yerushalayim. V'simanecha. Yoyoyoy. How do you remember it? Meshkeve gavre legavre. The man drew the men over to his side. Right? This is a single man. Shabbat Chai drew the men, Rishmol's Tanur Yisrael, away from that of their teacher, over to his side. Next part of the Mishnah. Kol HaKadoshim. The Mishnah said that for bringing outside the Beis HaMikdash Karbanos that were consecrated during a time of Bama, when it's mutter, one doesn't get kares. Amar of Kahana, lo shana l'bishchita. They didn't teach us tor from kares for the these things that are consecrated during a period of Bama when it's mutter, except in reference to the shchita outside of Beis Hamikdash. Avo ba'alasa, kares na mechav. If they brought it up over there, then mechav kares as well. My time, what's the reason? Dabar kapas, because va'aleim tomer, and to them you shall say, which we understand, al hasmuchin tomer, with regard to those laws that are mentioned close by, you shall say, right? Immediately following this idea of the Shechita, so basically the Torah brings in the Isser to bring up outside the Beis Hamikdash. So the words Va'aleim Tomar, right? Going on to bring out Kares for this. So Rav Kahana is saying that this pasuk is read according to this Pshat as Va'aleim Tomar, and upon them, that previous law that we just said, you shall say, as if it was written with an Ayin rather than with an Aleph, And it teaches that one is going to be chayav karis, so bringing up the karbonos that were consecrated during a time of bama when it's mutter. That's Rashi. Maskev lo rabba rabba kandas akasha. Miksiv aleim tomer. Does it say with an ayin? Aleim ksiv. Right? With an aleph. The otan yosu v'barso says, arba klolos har b'shem and omer b'kachim. There are four rules he said b'kachim. Hikdishim b'shas yisir ha'bamas. If they were consecrated during a time of bama ifsar. V'shachat v'hella b'shas yisir ha'bamas v'chutz. And then they went up, they shechtan, he brought it up during the time of the tassar. Right, so we have Higdisha B'shasaser and that Shachar V'Hala B'shasaser. B'chutz Arihin Ba'aseh V'lo Saseh. Yiv Aseh V'lo Saseh. V'yishvam Karis. And this Karis. But let's say Higdisha B'shas Hatar Bamas. If you did during the time of Hatar Bamas. V'shachar V'Hala B'shasaser Bamas. You brought up during the Issa. Arihin Ba'aseh V'lo Saseh. Yiv Aseh V'lo Saseh. V'yishvam Karis is no Karis. Higdisha B'shasaser Bamas. If they were Mukdash during the time of Issa Bamas. V'shachar V'Hala B'shas Hatar Bamas. Bein bahen lo sasei, as I say, b'lan lo sasei. Kedusha b'shas heter b'mas. If they're mukdash during the heter, v'shachar v'hela b'shas heter b'mas, and they're also shechted and brought up during the time when the b'mas mutter, the potter b'kulam, you're going to be potter from all of them. But the pasuk says straight up that for karbanos that were mukdash during a time of the b'ma when it's mutter and brought during a time when the b'ma is aser, karis is not gotten even for bringing it up. Tiyufta Rav Kahana, Tiyufta. This knocks off Rav Kahana. He is Donsky's. V'yelu kachim, and these are the karbanos. It goes on to bring all different things, that like requirements, from which the karbanos brought on a private bama are going to be pater. And now we back it up. Smicha duchsev, the fact that smicha on the carbon is not required at a bama. Private bama, why? Because it's lefnei Hashem v'samach, in front of Hashem v'samach. Shchita safon d'chsev, safon lefnei Hashem. Matana saviv d'chsev, v'zarku al mezbeach saviv. Which it says also by the entrance of the Almoid. Tenufa d'chsev, v'hin yifash koin lefnei Hashem. So leave these things in front of Hashem, or by the Almoid, then it's going to be a problem. Then you need it. Hagasha d'chsev, z'agasha v'yigisha al mezbeach. So we don't have those things, you don't have to do all those steps there. Rabbi Huda, Omer, Ein Milcha B'Bama, there's no Milcha that's brought by Obama. Omer of Sheshes, Livria, Omer, Yesh Milcha B'Bama, Yesh Elvis B'Bama. According to one who says that there is a Milcha by Obama, there's also bird offerings that are brought by Obama. Livria, Omer, Ein Milcha B'Bama, Ein Milchus B'Bama. Zvachim V'lo Menachos. The one who holds that there's no mincha, the Bama says animals, but not menachos. Zvachim V'lo Ophos. Make the same drasha, Zvachim, and not birds. It's Zvachim is like Chita, and birds don't do with some Malika. Okay. V'Kohen Dichsev. And the fact that they have to have a Kohen doesn't apply by Bama because it's bizarre. Kohen, that's why only by the Olamoid. Big Day Sharis, the fact that Big Day Sharis, L'Sharis B'Kodesh. That's only again when it's by the Kodesh. U'Klei Sharis, Asher Yishar Subam B'Kodesh. L'reach nichoach d'chsev, l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. M'chitza b'damim d'chsev, r'hois ha'reshes ha'adachatzi ha'mizbeach, and the meshwork shall reach until the midpoint of the mizbeach. Rich tutsi adayim d'chsev, uv'karvasam el mizbeach yuchatzu. So all these only apply if you have these things that are connected to them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.